Ooh, man. All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Covable, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. Man, oh, God, it's just... It's been a little difficult going on right now with a few things, with a couple episodes. I know the two episodes on YouTube has, from what I understand, has no audio. But if you go on the podcast on Anchor FM or Spotify or any 10 platforms, you can actually hear the actual audio. So the video you can see but can't hear no audio, but the audio you can listen to the podcast. So it's kind of weird, but for anybody on the YouTube channel, please, I am sorry. Yeah, so I took those down, but either way, just letting it be known so it's not really much of a surprise. So yeah, you guys, either way, but we're going to actually get into a, in my mind, about the latest update for Streets of Rage 4's latest DLC character, which is Shiva. Well, I mean, yeah, and Shiva is a guy, everybody, not a girl. So, I mean, but either way, he was one of the main antagonists. He was one of the main antagonists in my favorite fight, my favorite brawler, aka arcade beat-em-up. Probably one of the best beat-em-ups of all time that even never made it to the arcade. So, you know, it was, he was a villain, and he kind of reformed into being a good guy. He was playable in, Streets of Rage 3. You know, he doesn't use any weapons. He's a martial arts master. But I'm excited because seeing a trailer for Streets of Rage 4, and he's just in the Mr. X Nightmare DLC, he's just like, man, killing it. Oh my god. Like, they're making him look good. So I'm just like, he actually might be one of my mains. So, you know, one of your main characters that you use all the time, like, just with the moveset that he was doing and everything, and I will try to link the description to the trailer for Shiva for Mr. X Nightmare. So either way, man, oh my god, it was actually dope. So he looks cool. I mean, he's in the story already as a boss, but you know, he's not like one of the main antagonists. He was just one of the obstacles you had to confront and get to. So I'm actually excited to see how this Mr. X Nightmare DLC really, you know, unfolds. But I mean, you know, right now we got Estelle, we got Max, we got Shiva, so we got the three. But I'm thinking there's something missing, you know what I'm saying? There's something missing. From what I'm understanding, that there's supposed to be a gaming event, I believe it's the Summer Games event, like, around this month coming up, or it's pretty soon. So, they might reveal some things, like, from, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge release date, and also, hopefully, we might get a release date for, the DLC for, Mr. X Nightmare for Streets of Rage 4. So, I mean, either way, I mean, no matter what, I mean, right now, it's looking pretty good. As long as it's not coming out to, like, it's not coming out in, like, 2022. But either way, I mean, I'm excited. That is dope as hell. I can't wait. But I feel like they need to add something else. There's just one more. And I want to do a DLC about, I mean, a DLC. I want to talk about it, because they got a lot of stuff going for this DLC right now. Mr. X Nightmare looks like a pretty packed, it's packed full of stuff. It's almost damn near a brand new game, if you really think about it. Three extra characters, got a survival mode, you know, maybe even a little added story to the, to the original. So, I mean, there's a lot going on with this. So, I mean, I'm excited. So, I mean, .MU has a tendency to keep the expectation on high to where it's like they don't give you much, but when they do, well, they don't give you much information, but when they do, oh my god, that mess is like, you know, bang for your buck. I mean, I can't even front. Like I said, Streets of Rage 4 is probably the best game I played last year. And anybody could sit there and deny, or like say, you know, games like, oh, what about Miles Morales? What about Spider-Man? What was the other one I was playing? What about Final Fantasy? You know, I mean, those are cool. I'm missing one, Ghost of Tsushima. I mean, you know, and nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with those games. I mean, I didn't say anything wrong with them. They're great. But when you play them, that's it. I mean, I beat Miles Morales, but these are the games, like, I'm talking about games that you could go back to even after you beat it. You know what I'm saying? That fun factor. And, like, some challenges, too. Trying to link combos and everything during a fight or a brawl? Come on, now. When you get hit, you get frustrated and you want to start back over because you might have a good string. And I gotta upload and do my lives of how frustrated I get playing that game. You might hear some some slander in there. Slurs. Oh, but either way, you guys. Yeah, I'm excited, though. I'm excited for the DLC, and I'm excited for Shiva, because Shiva is actually looking like a main character that you're going to play all the time, from, like, bottom to top. So, yeah, watch out, Adam and Axel. Watch out, Blaze and Floyd. Even Max and Estelle, move over, because a former villain might take over the whole crew. So, but I'm feeling there's somebody else that they, I don't know, they low-key might add. I mean, you know what? I'm going to talk about it now while I'm here, and I might add that into the description as well. I feel like there might be one more character they might add as a reveal before the release date. And I'm thinking, it's so weird that there's no mention of Skate or Sammy Hunter or Eddie Hunter or however you call him. I mean, I know it's 10 years after, well, it's 10 years later from the events of Streets of Rage 3, but, I mean, there's gotta be some kind of thing about Skate. I mean, we know that Dr. Zan is, you know, involved with the whole thing with Mr. X Nightmare, the DLC. We even see, I mean, I don't care, I mean, there's gotta be some kind of mention, you know what I'm saying? Like, even for Dr. Zan and, like, Rue, they had their little cameos and mentions in the story, but you don't really see or hear anything about Eddie now, or Skate. Now, for those who may or may not know, Skate was the little boy on the rollerblades in Streets of Rage 2 and 3 that most people were playing. But since it's 10 years later, he's not going to be a kid. But, I mean, he's not going to be a grown man on rollerblades either. But will they give us a new image or a new take on the character? Or they're going to just redo and revamp his whole thing? Like, will they add him to the roster? I mean, they gave us 3, and that's cool. I mean, that they gave us 3 characters, which pretty much rounds out the entire character, the roster. So it's like, you know, gave us Axel, Blaze, Adam, Cherry, Floyd, you know, Estelle, Shiva, and Max. So that's an even 8. That's an even 8 of characters. I'm not even including, like, the... I'm not even including the DLC, the characters from, like, the original Streets of Rage or 2 or 3. So, ooh, man. But I feel like if they do, I mean, I think they have a tendency to surprise you. Because I didn't even think that Adam was going to be in the game. So, either way, man, shit. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. But I'm gonna get off the hook because I want to try to get the next. Get to the next one, and I know I have to do a quick fire review. So, yeah, that's it for this episode, you guys. So please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast, and support the YouTube channel. Jesus Christ, I keep getting those reversed. Either way, you know, also check out the cool merch on spring.com. I will send a link in the description once I upload everything to my social media. So, either way, I am your host, Melodious, aka Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.